In the year 1263, a priest from Germany was heading to Rome on pilgrimage. He stopped in a little town of Bolsena in Italy. He was a nice man and a nice priest, but he doubted the true presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. While offering Mass, he had just said the words of institution over the host, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." And as he elevated the host, drops of blood came from the host and dripped upon the corporal of the altar. Pope Urban IV was in the town next door, Orvieto, and the priest went over to tell him what had happened and to go to confession for his lack of faith in the Eucharist. The Pope had them bring the bloody linen cloth over to Orvieto, and he was so touched and moved by the example and the display that Christ had shown to this priest that he asked St. Thomas Aquinas, who was with him, to compose a mass and music to celebrate this great event. In the year 1264, Pope Urban established the Feast of Corpus Christi. The prayer that I offered at the beginning of Mass, the prayers I'll finish with the rest of Mass, were written by St. Thomas Aquinas 756 years ago. Songs like Tantum Ergo, which we sing at benediction, or Pange Lingua, when we're carrying the Blessed Sacrament in the church on Holy Thursday night, were composed by this great saint, and we still sing them to this day. I've been to Orvieto, and I've seen the blood-stained corporal that is on display. It's a beautiful image to be able to see such a display of Christ's love. Last summer, for 6 weeks, we heard from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter. It is there we hear the words that Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink." And we hear how the people question, how can he give us himself as food to eat? At the Last Supper on Holy Thursday night, as St. Paul reminds us in our second reading today, Jesus provides a way to fulfill that command, that through what looks and smells and tastes like bread and wine, but through the words of Jesus spoken over the elements and then entrusted to the apostles on that Holy Thursday night at their ordination, "Do this in memory of me." The reality of what he said and did is now made manifest. The accidents of the material, what smells and tastes and looks like bread and wine, may remain, but the substance has been changed completely into the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Mary, the second person of the Holy Trinity. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples that, "I am with you always, until the end of the ages." Here at Mass, in a few moments, or whenever we walk into a Catholic church, our Lord is present in the Blessed Sacrament, either on the altar or in the tabernacle. Jesus is with us always. The Eucharist has been a great joy and a consolation and a strength for my life as a Catholic, but especially as a priest. To be able to celebrate Mass is the fulfillment of my life and the center of my day. Whether it's offered in the morning, at noon, or in the evening, it's the center of my day. Everything is leading to it, and everything flows from it. Think of how many times each of you have been at Mass in your life. How many times have you received the Holy Eucharist? Think about how the times the Eucharist has played an important part of your life. For this family who is going to have their son baptized, it is in the course of the Eucharistic celebration that this child will become a new member of God's family, cleansed of original sin and made a brother in Christ Jesus, and therefore a brother to us. Think of your first Holy Communion and your confirmation, maybe a graduation, your wedding, and maybe even a funeral of a loved person. Christ is present in all those significant moments of our lives. I'm grateful that you find the Eucharist so important that you are here. I wish more of our Catholic brothers and sisters would recapture that love for our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. There's so many who have refused to come to Mass for a variety of reasons, and not just here in the United States, all over the world. But when you think of that, it is Christ himself who comes to us, how I wish people would come back to Mass. And I believe that if we really truly did fall in love with Jesus in the Eucharist again, I think our churches would be packed full. I think we would have to build churches to accommodate the Catholics who are returning to Mass. And no priest would ever have to have two, three, or four parishes. There would be enough vocations that every parish would have their own priest. Flannery O'Connor, who was a Catholic author in the last century, she died in 1964, had a very good non-Catholic friend who made a comment to her about the Mass. And she said, "You have a very nice worship service, even though it's just a symbol." And O'Connor said to her and replied, "If it's just a symbol, the hell with it." She said, "It is the center of existence for me. All the rest is expendable." If it is just a symbol, then why are we even here? Why did Father Cain and I give up our lives for the service of the gospel and Christ for a symbol? But since Jesus is the Son of God and is the way, the truth, and the life, how can he lie to us about saying, "My flesh is real food," or "My blood is real drink," or "This is my body and this is my blood"? He never said, "This is a symbol of my body and blood," or "This is a nice reminder of my body and blood." He said, "This is my body. This is my blood." And I think if we just continue to dwell in the presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and to fall in love with him, it can make a huge difference to our own lives, to the life of the church, and the life of the world. May Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament dispel all doubt, fervor our faith, and bring us one day into the Eucharistic liturgy, the eternal banquet in heaven.